When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where my guests and I assist you to fill your soul and your wallet. Before I get started, I want to give a shout out to my step-up daughter, who's home today feeling a little under the weather. So we know that she's going to get better quickly. And for any of you who would like to call into the show later on, if you have a question I can answer about finances or about your life purpose or your path that you're going in on in life, please feel free to call. I'll be happy to give you a mini wealth and wisdom reading from my deck, Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle Cards. You can call in. The number is 626-231-0306, or you can go to my Facebook page, which is Jaden Sterling's Wealth and Wisdom page. And you can ask your question there if you'd like. If you're too shy to call in, that's fine. Ask a question, and I'll be happy to answer it on the air today live. So today is a very, very big topic. And it's also a topic that's near and dear to my heart. It's a topic of freedom. And as you already know, there are a lot of moving parts to this word called freedom. And in fact, it would probably be a great idea for you to take a moment right now and think about what the word freedom means to you. You know, more than likely, the word will mean something different to each one of us, depending on where you are in your life, you know, depending on what's happening, and maybe even depending on what part of the world you live in and what's going on around you. You know, for some of us, freedom could be as simple as the right to choose whatever it is that we desire in terms of higher learning and higher education. For others, it may be a freedom to exercise your thoughts at your workplace. You know, maybe you feel like there's no freedom within your workplace and that you're not able to speak up for what you're doing. Or maybe others, it's, you know, freedom of to vote and to have free speech and, you know, all the things that we sometimes take for granted in North America, that a lot of people around the world don't have those kind of freedoms. And so I think, you know, it's really important to take a moment and consider, what does freedom mean for you? You can actually write it on a piece of paper or be thinking about it throughout this show. Because, again, it is going to mean something different for each one of us. And when I was in my early 20s, for me, freedom had more to do with finances than anything else. You know, I was young and I had a mindset and belief that if I could make $100,000 a year, and this was 25 years ago, when $100,000 was a lot of money back then, that my belief was that all my problems in life would be gone. You know, I worked in corporate America as a financial consultant for Merrill Lynch, and I remember even when my branch manager hired me, he told me that if I worked 10 hours a day plus 3 nights a week and every weekend for 2 years, I will have the freedom to go anywhere I want, work with anyone I want, and to do whatever I wanted if I just put the hours in. And you know what? I believed him, and I did that. I worked long hours, and during that time, yes, I made a lot of money, but it's also the time that my relationship broke up, and also I hardly saw my friends, and my life at that point felt anything but free. So I had to ask myself, you know, what does freedom mean for me? I had thought erroneously that it meant to make a lot of money. And I had the experience of doing that. You know, I was able to do that. And I was very grateful and blessed during that time to have such a tremendous cash flow. But the reality was I felt very confined to my workspace. I felt like I had no freedom in my life, although I had a lot of money in the bank. So I did what any sane person would do. I left my $400,000 a year job to follow my heart. And that was 15 years ago, and life has been amazing. It's been some great times and also some not so good times. And I've also learned that freedom for me means living life on my own terms, not working for someone else, and certainly not doing what I love. You know, I've learned that freedom really does start from the inside out. And I also love what George Carlin said about life. He said, trying to be happy by accumulating possessions is like trying to satisfy hunger by taping sandwiches all over your body. So if you listened to my show last week, I covered the importance of releasing clutter in your workspace and in your home space because of the energy that it takes for you every time you look at clutter in your life. So as you release more things, you're actually going to start to feel energetically more, you're going to feel better and more empowered. So today, on today's show, I want to hone in on what I know to be true as it relates to living a life of freedom and share some tips and strategies with you to assist you to do just that. And fortunately, this week, we started off the week with an incredible day of remembrance for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who I've affectionately referred to as a freedom fighter extraordinaire, and he's best known for his leadership in the civil rights movement. He is an icon whose actions helped change our country and, most importantly, our beliefs about who we are and what matters most. I love the words that Dr. King so eloquently said, quote, I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And let's talk about character for a moment. Character is defined as the mental and moral qualities of an individual. It's a person's nature, disposition, you know, their temperament. And it would stand to reason that living a life of freedom comes from living freely within yourself first. And when you live freely, you are by nature someone who accepts yourself and others. So to be free, you must first be free within, since freedom is an inside job. You know, we know that every time we point a finger at someone or blame someone for something that happened to us, we have to really be aware of those three fingers pointing back at us. And go ahead, hold your hand out and point your finger. And do you notice the three fingers pointing back at you? Those are the ones that we need to be concerned with, not placing blame on anyone else for anything. We need to really look at ourselves and our role, the role that we play in our life and how that affects your experiences. Because think about it, if you don't do that, you know, if you run around blaming other people or society or the economy or your parents when you grew up, you know, for what's going on in your life. I mean, what does that really do for you? You know, it's like, it's easy to do, that's for sure, and a lot of people do it. But, you know, the reality is when you have that kind of mindset, you're really saying that they have all the power and control in your life, and you have none, because someone who has power in their life, they're definitely someone who takes personal responsibility. And I call that TPR, taking personal responsibility. Because when you take personal responsibility in your life for everything, and I mean literally everything, that automatically changes the energy for your experiences, and it puts the power right back inside of you rather than taking your power away. Because really, victims are essentially powerless. They're powerless people. If you come from a victim mentality, and it really doesn't matter, what it is we're talking about as it relates to that. It's really, the truth is, it's like time to drop the victimhood, drop the baggage, and to move forward in a very powerful way. Now, there's also another key to this self-acceptance, which I think is super important as it relates to the idea and concept of freedom. You have to accept yourself. And in order to do that, the key is to remove judgment from your heart. Because self-acceptance comes when you no longer judge yourself so harshly. So that really harsh critic living in your head, don't let it run the show any longer. Allow it to, sort of quiet its voice. I mean, you can even think of it. I really believe that ego is the root of the critic in the mind that kind of runs amok for everyone. And, there's a way to get ego under control so that it's no longer controlling you. And the reality is, we know in life, whatever you don't exercise control over automatically, by default, takes control over you. So when we talk about controlling ego, what I'm saying is to think of a mental routine or something that you can do to get ego under control. And I'll walk you through a little mental strategy here. So if you visualize your ego right now, you can close your eyes or take a deep breath and bring to mind your ego. Have it come to you front and center, so it's standing in front of you. And notice the colors, if ego has a certain color or a certain size. Mine shows up all the time as like if you remember the Michelin Tire Man, the white big poofy-looking guy. Mine always comes looking like the Michelin Tire Man, but he's not white, he's black. And he's this large black figure that's very domineering and looks very controlling and threatening, and he comes to mind like that to me. And so what you can do is, what I first do is I ask ego, whenever I'm working on something that requires a lot of confidence on my part, maybe I'm working on writing a book or putting together a speech or putting together a workshop or, something where I need my creativity and I need to really feel my best and certainly don't need to hear those voices inside my head that are harsh and being very critical of me. So I bring to mind ego, and I ask ego very nicely if ego would leave, and I see a doorway, and I ask it to leave through the door. And, of course, it never leaves on its own volition. It stays. So then I visualize two guards, and they kind of look like, they not look like, but they are beef eaters from, I don't know if you've ever seen in London, those kind of guards who stand outside Buckingham Palace, and they have the black top, the big hats and the red coats, and they're called beef eaters. So I visualize two of them grabbing ego by each arm and escorting it out the door and then locking the door and then standing guard so that ego doesn't come back into what I'm getting ready to do. So that may be a strategy for you to use. Other people I've talked to visualize ego as a little pet, and the pet is sitting next to them, and they occasionally pet ego on the head. They give the ego strokes, which ego loves. But that's about it. They don't let ego become any bigger. It just starts out as a small pet, and that's how they exercise control over ego and keep it in check. And I've also heard other people say that ego is also a small creature. It can be whatever resonates with you. And they put ego with them if they're driving. They put it in the car next to them and buckled up in the seatbelt. And they know that, you know, it's that for them it's important to keep ego alongside of them, but they also know that they're in the driver's seat. Ego isn't in the driver's seat. So whatever mental little thing, you know, strategy that you can use to keep ego in check and to recognize that you are the one in the driver's seat in your life, that ego is not going to run the show and speak to you harshly or critical, you know, being critical of you, that in fact you are the adult and you're the one that is in charge, will really, really help you step into creating a life of freedom. Because we know, you know, freedom is a mindset, and it has to do with knowing that everything is happening for you, not to you. And that's a big, big distinction. When you know in life, no matter what happens, that that event happened for you, and you start to train yourself and train your brain to look for the opportunity from every single situation in your life, no matter what it is. And I'll give you a quick example. I remember a few years ago, I was quite busy in my work. I had a large real estate development company in Florida, and I had two vehicles. So one was a truck that I used all week long to, you know, the guys would use on the job site to bring materials to my properties and things. And the other one was a convertible Porsche. And the convertible Porsche stayed in my garage pretty much full time. I hardly ever had a chance to take it for a spin or to go out in the car. But one day I drove it, and I remember when I was driving it, it was riding really rough. And I thought, huh, I wonder what that is. You know, I didn't even have time to think about it. But for those of you who are aware of those cars, you know, you can go a long time without a long time in between oil changes. Typically, it's about a year. So but the two never clued into me that, you know, something like that could have been going on. But anyway, I drove the car and put it back in the garage and didn't think twice about it. And then later that week, I was invited to dinner with some friends. So I drove the car and I pulled into a parking garage and I backed into a space, and the space had a large downspout PVC pipe coming in into that space, and then it had a metal clamp bracket around it to keep it in place. Well, my car was so low that when I backed up, my bumper hit that metal clamp, and I just heard a crunch. And if you've ever heard a crunch, you know, you just kind of get a pit in your stomach. But I got out of the car, and at that point, I had done enough work in my life where I've trained myself to believe that every single thing happens for me in life. So I got out of the car, and I said to myself, well, that happened for me for some reason, not quite sure what that reason is, but I'll figure it out later. So I went to dinner with friends. In fact, I didn't even mention what had happened because I don't believe in repeating things that are I didn't want to give any energy into it, into that situation. I wanted to simply enjoy myself and have a great night, which I did. And then when I got home, I pulled the car in the garage, and I was drawn, you know, I'm looking at the bumper, and those vehicles have the dipstick for the engine is in the trunk of the car. It's in the rear of the car. So my eyes, as I'm looking at this bumper, I was led to pop the trunk of the car open, and I'm looking in the trunk, and then my eyes are led to the dipstick, and I thought, oh, well, there's a reason for that. So I pulled the dipstick out of the car, and I had completely run it out of oil. The car had no oil in it. And we know that, you know, if you run a car too long without oil in the engine, it basically burns up the engine, and the car can be dragged off to the dump because it's worthless at that point. So my $2,000 bumper incident actually ended up saving my car, because then I was able to, you know, get the oil taken care of. So that's, you know, that's a story that really illustrates that, you know, if I had been in another place mentally, I could have easily allowed that incident to, you know, upset me and get me all frazzled and then, you know, start some self-talk around, you big dummy, why'd you do that? You hit the, you hit your bumper and it's going to cost all kinds of money. And but, you know, how often do we do that? How often do we go through life and things happen and we automatically go into beating ourselves up or being super critical over, you know, what happened and being really judgmental? And those things really don't serve us at all. It's really important to stay loving with yourself, to know that whatever that incident was, it happened for you and not to you. And then you can start to see the bigger picture in life. You know, it can open you up to possibilities that maybe you would never have taken advantage of before. You know, oftentimes people will say that if they lose their job, you know, oh, the world's going to end, I lost my job. But the reality was the job wasn't right for you and you weren't right for it. So that's why you were taken out of your job. You know, it basically gave you the opportunity and freed you up to then do what is the right thing for you. And I think that's really, really important to look at is how do you step into what the right thing is for you? Well, frankly, one of the easiest ways we can do that is by following our inner guidance. And I want to share with you a part of Dr. Martin Luther King's, one of his very famous speech, I Have a Dream, which he delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on August 28, 1963. A lot of people don't know this, but when he wrote the words, I Have a Dream, the people close to him who were his advisors said to him, oh, no, you can't use that. It's overdone. You used it way too many times, and it will sound trite, and it won't have the impact that it needs to have. And, you know, that advice was given to him the day before he was to deliver his speech. And then that night, Dr. King stayed up until 4 in the morning working on his speech. The original draft of the speech was called Normalcy/Never Again, and it didn't include any references to the dreams of King. However, the day Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was to deliver his speech, he put his prepared speech aside and went into the, quote, dream portion of that speech. So basically, all the work that was put into creating his speech, he just pushed it aside, went with his inner guidance, which was to talk about the dream that he had. And from trusting that inner guidance, that ended up, I believe, changing history. Because I think it was close to 100,000 people were at that march and that demonstration and heard that speech. And that was the thing that most people clung to. That was the thing that allowed people, and that's why the name of it was actually changed. Society did that. You know, the people changed the name of that speech to I Have a Dream because of those words that he said and how it moved them. And, you know, it really brings to mind an experience that I had just this past weekend. I was in town in Invermere here teaching my Wealth Mastery Workshop Level 1 course, a course that I've taught many times, and a course that, you know, over the years I've developed a pretty good outline for it, pretty solid. You know, I'm the type that I plan, so I created an Excel spreadsheet, you know, and put everything on this spreadsheet, the exact times that people were going to come in the room and to what song they would be coming into and what exercise we'd be doing. And so I had it down to the minute. You know, I knew what was going on in that weekend by the minute, every minute I had planned out. And then I went to sleep this past Saturday, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up with some ideas. And basically the idea was, scratch the whole outline and go with your gut feelings. And my gut feeling at that time was to create new experiential exercises for people to experience within themselves the concepts that I was teaching. because I wanted to teach from the workbook that I had put together. But the universe had a whole nother plan for me. The universe said, oh, no, buddy, there's something more here for you. We want you to get out of your comfort zone. We want you to, you know, shut fear down, stop being afraid, get out of your comfort zone, take a risk, and follow your inner guidance. Follow what you're feeling and experiencing right now. And you know what? I was scared, I have to tell you. I mean, I walked into Sunday morning, you know, again, my Excel spreadsheet outline in hand, thinking that I had this whole thing planned and I knew every minute of the day what was going to go on. And I simply turned that clipboard over with that agenda on it, and I said, all right, universe, I trust, you know, give me guidance, give me direction. And on the spot, I was led to do certain exercises with people that at the end of the course, the end of that day, they said it was the most powerful course they've ever taken, and it changed their life for the better. And it was all because I firmly believe this, because I followed my inner guidance. I didn't allow for fear to creep in. I trusted. You know, the bottom line is I trusted in the guidance that I was getting, because, you know, it's amazing, this inner guidance system that we have that I've talked about so much on this show, and I've invited so many people on this show to share how they tap into it and, you know, how they follow it and how it's contributed to their freedom in life and their success. And, you know, folks, I really believe if you're not following that guidance you're getting, you're missing out on life. Like, there, I said it. I'm just going to just put it out there that, you know, you're given this incredible inner guidance system, and whether it comes to you and, you know, through a dream or through a knowing or a feeling or a visual maybe that you receive in your mind or ideas that you get, those are for you. Those are the things that are that the universe is saying, hey, look, this is for you to bring to the light of day. This is a gift for you. And so many people sit there and it gets me upset. Here I am banging my desk. They sit there with their gifts in a box with the bow on, and they're not unwrapping them. Folks, what is it going to take for you to unwrap your gifts? I want to know. Call me. Tell me. Email me. Let me know, because that is my goal. You know, life, heck, if we're not living a life of freedom, we're not living. We're just not. You know, we're playing it safe. We're playing by other people's rules. And we're playing within the confines that society sets out for us, that tells us, spend your money, right? Buy these things, and you can flip through any magazine and get an idea of what society wants you to do. They want you to be anorexic, and they want you to be drinking beer to get the six-pack. I mean, really, give me a break. Does drinking beer give any guy a six-pack? No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And all these models in these magazines are all airbrushed, and, you know, it's craziness. And here I am going off on this, but I'm sick of it. You know, I'm sick of how people, you know, it's like, why keep yourself limited and small in life and playing by other people's rules? You know, ask yourself, whose rules are you playing by? Really? Ask yourself that, because when you get to the point where you create the rules for your life and then you start following those rules and those things, you're going to be your happiness level and freedom level is going to be off the charts. So let me take a caller. After I've said all that, let me see who's calling in and see what question that he has. Hi, caller. You're on the air. You have a question for me?
I'm on the air. Hello?
Yes. Hi. We can hear you.
Yeah. I got a question. I don't know if you do a reading or a bit of like struggling right now. It might not financially standpoint, but I feel that it's only a temporary situation, and I want to know what will it be now? Will it be like 3-6 months from now?
All right, let's take a look. So your question is, well, what's going to be happening in finances short term, 3 to 6 months right now?
Yeah, 3 to 6 months, or if not a year.
Okay.
And I feel that it's only a temporary situation. I know that it's going to turn around. It's only a matter of time.
All right, let's see what's going on. So I'm shuffling my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle cards, and let me pull a couple cards for you. Okay, interesting. I pulled the – what's your first name, by the way?
My first name is Timothy, Timothy LaFleur.
Hey, Timothy. Okay, so the first card I pulled for you was the Advisor's card. And,
okay.
Timothy, what that means is that there's something, you know, it would be helpful for you to consult with, like, a either a CPA, life coach, therapist, healer, something. There's something going on for you that I feel like there's a block for you that if you were to get some guidance from someone,
gotcha.
And a professional, I don't mean, you know, your neighbor down the street. I mean, really, unless they are a professional. But, I mean, someone who is familiar with the issues that you're dealing with.
Let's see.
And
okay.
The second card I got, Timothy, was the refinance card. And whenever I see that, what it means to me is that there's some debt that you have that you can get a better interest rate on, that you can get refinanced for yourself. That might go ahead. What's that?
Yeah, I do have some debt, not very large, but I do have some and everything working on.
Okay, and like credit cards and things, are you starting to ask the creditors to lower your interest rate?
Yeah, something along the line, like a student loan, for example, ask them to lower the interest rate and work something out.
Okay, good. Keep on that, because even if you get someone on the phone who says no to you, then call back, you know, a week later and talk to someone else. But you're going to be able to – that's going to rectify itself. And the third card I pulled for you was thoughts. So basically what that means, Timothy, is you need to be really careful of – how you're thinking about your situation and what thoughts you have going on, because it's actually blocking you from these new opportunities that are coming. They're not 3 months away, but they're like 6 months. They're going to start to open up for you in July. Something very significant is going to happen for you in July where you're going to feel like, phew, thank God. That was like just in the nick of time. So look for July sometime this summer for things to open up for you. But in order to do that, Timothy, you got to really start being conscious and aware of what you're thinking. Get out of the stinking thinking. Get out of the thoughts that are keeping you limited in terms of, you know, what you can have in life. And you're gonna refinance that student loan and some other stuff just fine. And this summer you're gonna be a happy guy.
Okay, perfect. And when you say guidance, you mean like for health-wise, spiritual-wise, or?
Yeah, whatever issues that you have going, and it's beyond financial. So this is going to – there's a little more for you. You already know it about your current situation.
Right.
So that's where the advisors would come in for you. It might also be an advisor at your for your student loans too. There's something there that can happen for you.
Okay.
All right, Timothy. Thanks for calling into the show.
All right. Thanks for giving me the feedback.
You're welcome. Have a great day. All right. Our friend Timothy calling in. Good to hear from him. And let's see. We've got another caller. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Heather. And
hi, Heather.
Hi. For me, I think I've been doing a lot of healing in the last probably 7 years. And I finally figured out in all these years that I really don't need money to be happy, as in cash. But by saying that, I also realize that by not earning money, I'm not feeling completely complete, I guess. Do you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Sure, makes perfect sense.
Okay, so I'm kind of stuck because I feel like I'm living my life. I live a really great life, and I really help a lot of people, and I do a lot for others, and I, you know, take care of myself. And I think just the missing piece is just earning an income, and I just don't, I'm just wondering if maybe you can help me with that.
Sure. Let me pull a card for you, and let's see what we got going here. So I'm shuffling my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card deck, and let me pull a couple cards. Okay. All right, Heather. So, oh, wow. Okay. I think I see the picture. All right. What is happening for you right now is you're on what's called a need-to-know basis with the universe. And what that means is there's information that if you were to know it right now, it would not be for your highest and best, because there are things that are coming in for you that are probably so magnificent that you're not fully at this moment able to receive them.
Okay.
So now then I look to the other cards in the deck and I say, all right, well, if that's the case, then what are those things that stopping Heather from being able to receive this incredible, incredible gifts from the universe? And it's beyond money. I feel as if it's almost a complete transformation for you.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy card came up next. And the energy card, whenever that comes up, it means that it's really important for you. It's sort of a reminder that there's energetically things need to change within you. They need to change in your environment. They need to change with your way of thinking, of being. I mean, this is to the point where, Heather, if you have anyone in your life who they're affectionately called energy suckers, if they take your energy, mm-hmm. it's really important to, with them, to hit the pause button on the friendship and on the relationship, because you know, you're someone who is such a giver. You will give and give and give, but then if someone on top of it all gives you a hard time or takes your energy, you're going to have zero energy to give anyone, particularly yourself.
Right.
So that's really important, and you know what I'm saying about that.
Absolutely. Actually, probably the last 2 years I've spent really cutting the cords to, you know, the energy stealers in my life,
mm-hmm.
and really figured out a way sort of how to be able to do that and be okay without feeling guilty and all of that stuff. And it's so empowering. But what I've found right now is that I am so sensitive to energy that for mm-hmm. me, you know, to go to the grocery store,
yep.
I can have a lady behind me and she can suck the energy out of me and
yep.
I can come home and be exhausted just from grocery shopping. So
sure.
I'm really having a hard time with because I've surrounded myself with such incredible energy. Now I'm at a stage where I'm trying to figure out how to shield myself, I guess, from
you,
the rest of the world.
Understandable, particularly, you know, for people who are sensitive and feelers. Are you shielding yourself? Are you going through that mental process on how to do that?
I don't think I am enough. I don't think I am. Yeah. I don't think I'm. I think I need some help around that one, probably.
Okay, so super easy. Every morning when you're in the shower, taking a shower or taking a walk, ask the universe to envelop you in a bubble of white light.
Okay.
And that only good energy is to enter that bubble. Only heart-centered love energy is to come in. All other energy is to stay out. And whenever you can also, Heather, when you're in a situation that you describe, you know, if you're in the grocery store and you feel someone behind you sucking your energy, because you are bright light, people are attracted to your energy, they're wanting your energy.
Right.
It's important to surround yourself in that moment with a mirror ball.
Okay.
So visualize yourself with mirrors all around you so that their energy is deflected back to them and it's not they're not able to take your energy and you're not taking on their energy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So then, Heather, we got a couple other little things to talk about because a couple other cards came up. One was the meditate card and the other one was self-love.
Okay.
So, you know, the universe is asking you, how are you showing love to yourself on a daily basis? Do you have a regular daily practice for that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Then How about meditating? Have you been meditating?
Yeah, I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit this past year. It was kind of a rough year for me. And started back in it kind of January, really started getting back into, you know, my morning rituals and meditating and walking in the forest. So I feel like I'm starting to get that back again.
Okay. And as you're doing your meditation and walking in the forest, are you asking the universe for signs and clues as to what you can do for your soul's purpose? Because that's really, for you at this point, it's not about going out and getting a J-O-B. It's about aligning yourself with your much deeper, higher purpose in life.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I don't want a J-O-B.
Exactly.
Been there,
so,
done that.
You've been there, done that. The more you are into this self-love, the more you're going to be able to receive information aligned with your purpose. So I think that for you right now is the path to finding your purpose and to finding something that really fills you up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, Heather. Hey, thanks for calling the show, and thanks. Call back in a bit and let us know how life's going for you.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. All right. Fun callers. Lots going on. A lot of people. You know, this is an incredible energetic time that things are happening in our life for us. And we know that as we step into this incredible energy that is available to us, you know, this energy cycle is going to last well into over 2 years, in fact. And that it's really important, and there's no accident that the self-love card came up for Heather, because a lot of us, all of us, in fact, can take advice from that self-love card. Because as I talked about, you know, at the beginning of the show about, you know, quiet the mind chatter, you know, the really harsh mind chatter, and get into a flow. You know, that's what freedom is all about. It's aligning yourself with the flow, the energetic flow of you, your divine self, and of your higher self. And as we do that, we know that all of our needs are taken care of, because we will receive guidance all along the way. You know, Heather probably didn't know this morning that she was going to be calling into the show and receiving guidance, but there you go. But as long as you're aligned with your higher truth and knowingness, that guidance, signs, signals, clues are everywhere. They're all around you. It can be a song on the radio that you hear. It can be a friend calling you on the phone, giving you some really great advice. It could be a book that you're drawn to, or a magazine article that you read. You know, whatever it is, the advice is and guidance is all around us. It's a matter of cluing into that guidance and following it. You know, really listen to it and follow it. What would happen had Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. not followed his inner guidance about using those words, "I have a dream"? Think about that. I don't think that speech would have been as legendary as it is today. But he followed his guidance. He followed that inner knowing of, you know, what it would take to speak to people's hearts. And that's really what life is all about. It's a path. I believe freedom is a path to you, for you, to finding your heart. And I love it when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, I'll read another quote by him. He says, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." And that is the truth, my friends. Keep moving forward every single day. Keep faith and hope in your heart. Keep moving toward what lights you up and what inspires you, you know, what makes you truly you. And at the end of the day, you're going to look back and go, wow, that was an incredible journey. What an incredible day. And you're going to have freedom in your life. That's it. Freedom starts with you and ends with you. It's a matter of choice. That's all it is. Choose for freedom. Choose it as a lifestyle. Choose it as a way of being. Choose it as a way of life. Choose it as a way of thinking. And when you make those choices, you will have all the freedom you want in this world. The world is your oyster when you stand up for yourself and have the confidence to do so. So thanks so much for everyone for listening. Join me next week on the show. No idea what I'll be talking about, but I'm sure I'll figure something out and I'll put out a notice on Facebook. Please follow the show through Blog Talk. You can become a follower and then you'll be notified when the show topics and the show is going to air, what the topics are. Have a fantastic week and remember, do those things that fill your soul and your wallet. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.